What if it was possible to have local fresh groceries delivered right to your door? Think of all the free time you'd have. Well, Instacart gives unlimited grocery delivery for one low monthly fee. Forgot that special ingredient in your favorite dish? Instacart can deliver it to your front door in as fast as 1 hour. You can shop multiple stores, see deals in your area, and save time and money. I've been using Instacart for over 3 years. I started using them in Arizona and I'm using them here in Florida. I love the time-saving convenience. They pick the freshest products and they keep my eggs safe too. To receive your first delivery free, follow the link in the show notes so that Instacart knows that we sent you and to help support the show. Instacart. Never step foot in a grocery store again. Welcome to Empowered Within, a soul-quenching, transformational podcast that will set your soul on fire. Through candid and inspiring conversations, leading experts, celebrities, healers, and I share our journeys of how we've overcome challenges to living an empowered life from within. I'm your host, Jennifer Pilates. Welcome to another episode of Empowered Within. Hi there, and welcome to the show. Today's guest I'm so excited to have with us is Kaylee Tugis. Kaylee is a human design business coach who works with entrepreneurs and business owners that are ready to change the things holding them back from being successful in their life and business. She uses human design to help them unlock and unleash who they are and what they need to find success and thrive in their lives and businesses. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me on here. I am so excited to dive in with you today and share my story and really talk a little human design. I always say I like to geek out a little bit.
Yes, I totally want to geek out on it. But first, I want to geek out on your life and how your journey brought you to human design.
Yeah, absolutely. So I actually, and this surprises a lot of people, I actually have a background in healthcare. I worked in EMS for, man, how long? 18 years now. And part of that journey was I was in leadership. That was like the last big part of my career is I overseen two small ambulance services. And in the midst of COVID, it got to be a lot. And I hit burnout like a lot of people did or have in the healthcare industry. And so after working 80 plus hour weeks for months on end, I know you're shaking your head and that's what everybody does. It's just like, we did what we had to do, right? Like right. We did what we had to do. And I just hit a spot where my crews weren't getting the supplies they need. They were struggling so much and it just was weighing on me so much. And then it started weighing on my health. And so I actually took a step back, went into a part-time position that was just kind of, I work from home. It was nonchalant. And in that year and a half that I did that, I really was like, what am I going to do with my life? Like, this is not for me. I need something more. And I'll never forget the day my husband sat me down and he's like, you are not made to work for corporate. Like, you're not made to work for those types of organizations because you're a go-getter. You have these big dreams. You have these big things you want and you're not going to find them there. So it's time for you to start your own business. Went on, got my certification in coaching and life and business and found human design. And in that process of finding human design, felt absolutely in love with it. And it made me feel like there was nothing wrong with me because I found out I'm a manifesting generator and what that meant and that I'm made to not be linear in life and all these other things. So got certified in that and then opened my virtual doors and just hit the ground running. And it's been an absolute blast so far.
I love it. I love your story. And there's always this beautifulness that comes out of these painful moments, these painful journeys. And then they ultimately lead us to this most amazing, beautiful place where you've come to now. So tell us a little bit about human design. Let's dive into it. What can it do for me? Why do I need it? What's the dealio?
Yeah, so I explain it pretty simple. I break it down and just say, you know, we're all made up of atoms and molecules, and those atoms and molecules create energy. And we're all energetic beings. And human design gives us the ability to understand how to energetically move through our day so that it's best suited, best fit for us.
I love that. And I know that you and I really believe in going with the flow.
Like, oh, absolutely.
Like, we've tried, like, I'm like you. My whole first half of my life was corporate world. And that was fine for whom I was then.
But yeah, it was pretty, it's pretty clear that I don't belong in that arena. In that respect, I don't play with it well with others.
I love it. I love how you right? say that. That's so awesome. And absolutely.
And the more mm-hmm. you learn to just go with your flow and not stress yourself out, the more you're aligning with what's truly meant for you, and the universe just brings everything in, which is so beautiful. What would you say is your favorite aspect of human design?
So one of my favorite things when I am on a call with somebody and we're talking through their human design chart and all the aspects of it is really when they have these aha moments. They have these moments of like, oh, there's nothing wrong with me. Or these moments of like, what do you mean I'm supposed to be this way? And we start talking about it and find out there's like a ton of conditioning, which is something we call in human design of like society says we're supposed to be one way and we're really not made to be that way. Right.
Right.
So it really then empowers them to step outside and be who they're truly authentically supposed to be. And to me, that's the, like the best part with human design is watching people just step into their power, own who they are as an individual, and then kind of let things fall into place for them. And that, you know, you keep talking about flow. I can already in my head, I've never seen your chart. And so I can already in my head, I'm like, you probably have some right arrows and you probably have this gate. I'm like, because that's a ton of flow mm-hmm. where there are some people that really do need the structure, and that's okay too, right? Like right. we need this great combination. And really human design is about letting people be who they are as an individual and not trying to change them. And that's the other great thing I love about it is it's not some personality test that just throws you into a certain category. It really is about the individual and putting all of the pieces together to help them operate and function in both their life and business so that they have an amazing day every single day.
So cool. So let's talk about how we do this. Tell me about how I would go about to get my human design chart to figure out who I am.
Yeah, absolutely. So they can go to my website, you can Google it, however you want to do it, and you can run your chart for free. There's a lot of places that allow you to run your chart for free. The first thing I always tell people to go to is your energy type, because that really is going to tell you how you, in essence, use your energy throughout the day. Would you like me to break those down?
Yeah, that would be wonderful.
Absolutely. So there's five different energy types. I always start with generator because that's the one that people most identify with. And generators are made to, as they work, they create this like juicy energy. And for generators, it's really a yes or a no to them. Like there's no in between. And it's really for them answering the yeses and saying no to the no's, which is really common for generators to say yes to everything and fill their day up, fill their aura up with a bunch of no's, which then holds them back from being who they truly can be. And for them, they, like I said, they create this juicy, yummy energy. So if you're ever in a room with a bunch of people and you get this like overwhelming sensation of like, I want to run, I want to go do this, I want to go do that, you're probably in a room with a bunch of generators.
Love it.
Yes. Yes. Manifestors are the next one I talk about. And there's only about 8% of our population that are manifestors. And they're really like the trailblazers of society. So they get this urge, we call it, and they go after it. And they, you know, they really blaze that trail on whatever it is that they're doing. And those that are supposed to be with them will be, and those that aren't supposed to be with them won't. So some will say their aura about them is they are very much people like them or they don't like them. I take the perspective of it too, is just because somebody doesn't like you that time doesn't mean 2 years from now, your idea and stuff doesn't mean they're not going to hop on and be a part of what you're doing. Right.
Right.
Manifestors are super important because they're the ones that like create the momentum for us in our society to move directions. The next one is a manifesting generator. This is a hybrid generator that has some manifestor in it also. And they are made to be nonlinear. And I mentioned this just a little bit ago about myself, where not really made to go like finish high school, go to college, get married, have the baby, stay in a job for 30 years, and then retire and do whatever, right? Like there's this like path that we're told by society we're supposed to follow. And manifesting generators really buck that. So they may work in a job for a couple of years and then switch jobs again. And I see you raising your hand. That's awesome. I love it. I love it. Right.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, right. Like we're not made to like stay in this certain path. It's just not for us. We're also made to change our minds a ton and not finish things. And that's the coolest thing with manifesting generators. The other thing I always like to talk about is you overflow this a month's energy and people can feel you as soon as you like walk up to their door, pull in their driveway. They can feel that your energy is there. The other thing with manifesting generators is if you're saying yes to a lot of no's, you're going to show up and you're not going to have that juicy energy. You're going to have the opposite, right? So you're going to create this energy that just doesn't feel well to others. The next one I like to talk about is projectors. And I smile big on this because my son, when I found out my youngest was a projector, it was like this aha light bulb moment for me. And it absolutely changed our relationship in a good way. And projectors are like the bird up in the tree watching the lion sneak up on the zebra, and the projector goes down and guides the zebra how to get away from the lion. So they're really made to like tweak things. They're really made to guide people, that type of thing. And with them, they really tap into the person they're with. So they really can see what that person needs for help. The biggest thing with projectors is they need to wait for the invitation. So energetically, that invitation needs to be there, or they need to hear, hey, what do you think of this? Or what's your opinion? Again, I'll go back to my son for just a split second and say, like, this was huge. We worked a ton on this last summer, and this school year, like, things have evolved and are going so much smoother because he knows when to insert his opinion and when not to insert his opinion. And that's been huge. And then the last one is reflectors. Reflectors are 1% of our population, and they really are made to reflect things back to us. And so I always like to use the example of if you have a child that's a reflector and you don't like what you're seeing, they're literally reflecting back how you are being as a person. Like, what did, like, right? Like, your eyes just went, wow, ooh, what? Yeah. Right. And it's the same thing when they're an adult. As long as they're not conditioned heavily, they will reflect back what they're seeing in their environment. So they really do need to be in a healthy environment to thrive and really do well.
Oh, wow. How incredible. Yeah. And I know, will you always come up the same, right? Because you put in order to get your chart, you put in your name and your birth date, if I remember correctly. Is that right?
Yeah, it's your name, your birth date, your birth time, and your birth location. One of the biggest questions I get is my birth location isn't showing up. The biggest thing to do is just find a larger city that is in the same time zone is a big thing. And that is completely okay. It has more to do with the time zone than the actual like pin dot location.
I love when there's something concrete. You know what I mean? Like you can hold it and you can feel it. And it's like, it takes, you know, for those that love astrology and love to dig into their chart this way, this just goes into a whole nother level. Like I love how deep you can go and really assess what's going on in someone's life, both personally and professionally, because those patterns play out on both places. Throughout everything.
Absolutely. And you know what I like, the lens that I take with it is everything on the chart can be used positively or negatively. Mm-hmm. We have the opportunity when we know our human design, and I always use the spleen as one of the centers. It's our fear center. It's our fear gate. And people can really get hung up on those, right? Like, oh, I have this fear. This is who I am. You have the ability to turn that to intuition and use it in a positive light. It's just a matter of understanding how to do that. That's the cool thing.
How would you work with someone to do that, to help them in that area, in that arena?
Yeah, absolutely. So let's say they have the gate of the fear of past repeating itself, right? Like this can be a very heavy gate. It can stop people from moving forward. They see some sort of pattern of the past and then they want to stop and not continue. And so really when I am in a session with them and I coach them with this portion is like, let's talk about how you can see patterns and you have the ability to change the pattern and the outcome, mm-hmm. right? Like you have this great superpower to go, oh, wait, we did this before. It went this way. The outcome was this. Okay. So if we change this, this, and this, now we're going to have a better outcome. So they really have this ability to shift and in essence, create momentum in a way that can actually make things better for us.
Oh my gosh, that sounds amazing. So when you are coaching with someone, when they come to you and they say, okay, I've got my chart now, you know, Kaylee, mm-hmm. I don't know what this means. How does that look when you're working with someone?
So we always start, I always break it down, start with their energy type. We talk through, I bet we spend 20 to 30 minutes in the first session just talking about that. Because if you don't understand truly how your energy type works, you're going to have a hard time implementing other things. Because there's times when I've had clients come to me and they're like, well, what do I do about this situation, right? And we go, okay, they're a generator. And then the next part is their authority, like how they make their decisions are the two things that I fall back on when I help somebody make their decision. And when I say help, I'm not like going, here, this is what your decision should be, right? It's like, okay, let's lean into your gut. I'm going to ask you the two questions. You tell me which one lights your gut up. Like which one makes you just like so overly happy for joy. You just kind of want to run in place, or which one makes you get this pit in your stomach and you just kind of want to vomit. Right. Cause that's a yes or a no for them.
Right.
And so that's how I use it to guide them. And then like through the session, depending on how much conversation back and forth we do, we will dive into like each center in human design holds different things in it also. So we talked about the spleen center. I'll go back to that for a second. That holds our fears and our intuition. That holds our immune system. So somebody who is open in this particular center, they're going to feel when other people are getting sick. They're going to take like literally like if you and I were on a thing and I had an open immune system, like I would be like, oh, I got the scratchy throat, get off with you. 2 days later, you're like, hey, I got the scratchy throat now. Like I'm sick. Oh, well, there you go. I felt it coming on for you. Literally, they have that power, right? And so we'll break down the centers. And then typically that's about a first session just because that's a lot of information to cover, right?
Sure. Yeah.
And then the next sessions, we dive into different spots. And there's, you talked about astrology. Astrology plays into human design. There's different gates that correlate with different planets that bring out different things for individuals. And so really depending on why they came to me and what they want to know really will guide me then too on where I dive into different parts of their chart.
Oh, how fascinating. What has been overall since you've dove into your human design, what's been your biggest aha moment for yourself?
Yeah. So for me, I would say it was that moment of finding out like I wasn't supposed to finish things and there was nothing wrong with me. That was a big one. Cause I was like, I always would like start something and then I would like the momentum would die off. And I'm like, what is wrong with me? Like all these people can finish things. Right. And then the whole nonlinear, like I have never done anything in a certain pattern, a certain way. And for me, that was like huge. The other thing I would say that was even bigger for me was my relationship with my husband. And for me, like learning his design and understanding how different we were when it came to communication really gave me the ability and him the ability to communicate in a way that was so much easier and actually like propelled our relationship and makes it now when we have those confrontations or those times when we just aren't on the same page, we can work through it in a way that works for both of us instead of me being like, why aren't you talking to me? What's wrong? And him just clamming up and shutting down.
Right there, you could save 50% of the population of marriages out there. I mean, if nothing else, there's a whole niche for you right there. Yeah. What is, when it comes down for you and working with people, do you have an aspect that lights you up? Like, is it the entrepreneur? Is it the female? Is it the male? Is it the relationships that come to you? What's that?
Yeah. So, you know, I've really stepped into working with entrepreneurs, partially because it's really fun when they feel like they're stuck in something. So let's say they're stuck with like, I'm struggling with communication. I had a client like this. We pulled her chart. Here, her communication was storytelling. And I'm like, just start telling stories. And she's like, seriously? I'm like, yeah, just start telling stories. So she started doing that. And she's like, I've never had so many people like DMing me. I've never had so many people like commenting and doing these different things. And so, you know, little things like that are so much fun with entrepreneurs. They have had people come for life stuff too, relationship stuff, things like that. And I love it all. There isn't any aspect of human design yet where I've been like, that's not for me. I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to talk about it. Right. It's just so much fun. And really it's those aha moments, those little aha moments that people have. And I heard something the other day that said, the aha moment is really about opening up the space and clearing the energy for the new things to come in.
I love that.
Right?
That and is when so special. So special. So powerful. Mm-hmm. Are you ready to lose inches, increase strength, and tone your body from head to toe? Are you ready for a total body, mind, and spirit transformation? I am excited to announce that I am launching my exclusive 8-week Pilates Return to Life training program. This will give you an opportunity to have a total body, mind, and spirit transformation of health and wellness to a new lifestyle. Imagine in 7 days you will feel a difference, in 14 days you will see a difference, and in 8 weeks you will have your new Pilates body. So what do you say? Want to join me on the mat? Head over to jenniferpilates.com today. Space is limited. Use a special promo code EW and the word special, EW special, to receive $200 off while space is available. Head on over to jenniferpilates.com and I'll see you on the mat.
Right. And that's truly what happens. They have these aha moments, and the next day I'll get a message and it'll be like, oh my gosh, I'm stepping into my manifestor power, or, oh my gosh, this makes so much sense now why I was having such a hard time making decisions. It's so individualized for every person. And so, yeah, it's all of it. It's so much fun.
You can just see you, like, you're just lighting up, these smiles, the cheeks. It's like someone just gave you a big hot fudge sundae. You're so happy. I love that. To be able to give people that ability to dig deeper, to actually get to know who they are, because people have gotten so disassociated over the last 5, 10, 15 years with the way that society has been shifting so drastically to being social yet not social while being social. You know what I mean? Yeah, so this is so huge to dive in to really find that alignment, what works for you. And now you could really know, why aren't you communicating with your spouse or your children? Or, you know, maybe why are you thinking, you know, you're staying in this dead end job? And to truly get to know yourself is the most empowering thing I feel anyone can do for themselves.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's kind of one of those funny twofolds, right? Like, I'll have people that come to me to help with their business, and we'll dive into stuff, but it almost always goes back to their life too. And I don't know about you, but like, for me, if your life isn't in order, your business isn't in order. And if your business isn't in order, your life's not in order. You have to have this good blend. Both have to be in a good spot. And so whether we're working on one or the other, they always end up both coming up.
I completely agree with you. That's always what it's like when I'm working with clients. It's like, we start out and they'll be like, oh, I want to talk about this. And then 10 minutes later, I'm like, oh yeah, but let's really look at what you're not saying over here. It's a beautiful parallel when you can attack both and just diving down that straight line. And again, people are like, well, no, you have to, you know, go to a therapist and do this, or go to this person and do that. And it's not that any of those aren't good. It's just sometimes maybe there might be something that you personally feel more aligned with. And then you get that aha moment.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, for me too, there's this intuitiveness that when I prep before every call, before I get on with anybody for a session, and there's intuitiveness and I get pulled on the chart, like, really focus on this spot. Right. And then I get on the call and we're talking, and all of a sudden we're in that area of their chart, and it just makes sense. Right. Mm-hmm. In the moment, like, as I'm prepping, I'm like, why am I so pulled towards this center? Why am I so pulled towards this direction? And that's the cool thing too, that intuitiveness that I can bring into it. Again, those aha moments are even more than.
So special. Oh my gosh, I love that. So talk to me about, for you, for your prep, pre and post client. What does that look like for you?
Yeah, so I spend anywhere from an hour, hour and a half in their chart before I get on especially the first session, right? Because there's so much in a chart. And to me, like, I want to make sure that I have every piece of it that I can going into it. And post client too, like, I always take time and ground myself afterwards, release what I'm holding on to for them. You know, I hold a ton of space, and I love how you're shaking your head, because you're shaking your head because you totally get what I'm saying, right? Like, we hold so much space for our clients when they come in. And that is so true. And for me, I learned that early on in doing this, is like, I need time between in order to release what I'm holding for them, in order to ground myself again, in order to get back to that, like, cool, calm, collective, neutral spot inside my own body. And so for me, I take that time and do that, because that's really important for me. And it's my own business, so I can, right? Like, that's part of having our own business, is we get to determine how we run things.
Absolutely. I completely agree with you. I know I was listening to someone yesterday, and she was like, well, this is my 13th podcast episode that she was recording in one day. And I just looked at her and I was like, are you serious? You know, because exactly what you just said is how I am. Like, tops, I will do too, because I am so in the energy with you pre, during, and post, and I'm still salivating a couple hours later on our conversation. I don't want to just rush into another conversation. Like, I so enjoy these moments. Like, it's so much more pre, post, and with you. So I totally hear that. And it's the same thing for me with clients. You know, it's the same. Like, I want to be there and enjoy it. And like you, every client is different. You never know what's coming at you that day. And that's so special too.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Like, I can tell before I even get on with them if something's going on, right? Like, especially those, like, clients you've had for a while. I mean, there's times I get on and I just look at them like, okay, what's going on? Like, I could feel something was wrong before we even got on here. And they're like, oh, I can't hide anything from you.
Yeah.
Like, you can't, right? Like, no. Yeah. So I'm the same way. I space things because mm-hmm. I need that for me. Right. And that's what it's really, I want to bring the best to my clients. I want to bring the best when I go on a podcast, wherever I'm at. And for me to do that, I need that time in between to really do exactly what you said, cleanse everything.
Just release it and let it go. I agree. Yep. We are getting to the time in the show where I ask you this one special question. Are you ready?
Absolutely. Go for it.
What is one thing that no one knows about Kaylee?
That's a really good question. Nobody knows?
Almost nobody.
Yeah. So when I was in my first year of college, I did judo and rock climbing. I know. I love the look you just gave me.
Wow.
Yep. I actually did a semester of judo because I needed another class, fell in love with it. And then the group that did judo did rock climbing. And so I got into rock climbing and I actually spent a summer, like 2 weeks down in South Dakota in the Badlands rock climbing. I know.
How spectacular.
It was absolutely, absolutely amazing. That was back in my 20s, early 20s. Yeah. 19, 20, somewhere in there that I did that.
Mm-hmm. How, just yesterday.
Yeah, it was just yesterday.
Just yesterday.
I always have moments of like, I should get back into that. And then I'm like, what am I really thinking?
That's so funny you said that because I'm looking at transitioning to moving to, I was looking at like different like gyms and stuff like that. And this one had this rock climbing wall and I'm like, oh, that looks really fun. And I sat back and I'm like, you're never going to do that. You do realize like you're probably never going to do that rock climbing wall. But it does look like so much fun. Like there's a piece of me that's like, oh, I really want to try that. And the other piece of me is like, let's go do some Pilates.
I love it. You got to try it at least once. And I say that because the walls are tons of fun and they're just not as dangerous as real rock. Right. And so, and they have different levels. They have easy ones, they have harder ones. So you got to at least try the wall if you're going to go there.
Yeah.
I still would do a wall in a heartbeat. I just don't think I would do real rock again, just because the having kids, right? Having a family, having those things, like the fear of something happening there too with that, or, you know, something did happen, that type of thing versus when I was 19 and I was like, nothing matters. Let's go.
Right. Let's get it on.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. I love it. Well, I will keep you posted if I jump on a wall.
Absolutely. I expect to see some photos. I'm just saying.
Oh, there'll be photos. They're going to need to be a video. I'm going to need an outfit.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like you need a video camera crew.
Yes.
That would be perfect, right?
Oh, my God. It would be priceless. Absolutely priceless.
It was so worth it.
Oh, my God. I love it. Okay. That's it. I'll do a wall.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh. Kaylee, will you please share with our audience where they can best connect with you?
Yeah, absolutely. So IG is the best place to find me. Instagram, hop on there, go into my DMs, say hi. I love to connect with my community. And I mean, literally just connect with you, hear about you, tell me your energy type, because again, I love geeking out human design. The other thing is, and I'll give you the link, they can go ahead, run their free chart. They can also grab a U-book at that time too. And a U-book is just a book about them. It breaks down their energy type, how they make their decisions, and then also their profile, which we didn't touch on today, but it's about their personality. And so that's available also. Yeah, that's the best place.
Awesome. IG. Yay.
This is my content.
That's right? All. That's where she's at. That's where she's at. Absolutely. Well, all of Kaylee's information will be over at jenniferpilates.com in the show notes. So you can hop over there. I'll put all the links and everything so that you can check her out and slide into her DMs. As we are closing out the show, do you have one last bit of inspiration you'd like to leave with us today?
Sure, absolutely. You know, if you feel like you're stuck in your life, sometimes it just takes little things to change it. And one thing I always say, and some people are going to cringe, is when you get up in the morning, if you're finding frustration or something's not working right, go ahead, drink your coffee, then brush your teeth. If that changes, something that simple that will make life better.
Beautiful. Absolutely love that. Thank you so much, Kaylee, for being here today. This was so much fun. I've learned so much. Can't wait to have you back on the show and we can dive into it deeper. Maybe look at my energy and my profile and keep everyone updated as to if either one of us jump on a rock wall.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This has been so much fun. Thank you so much, Jennifer, for having me on here.
Oh, you are so welcome. Thank you again. And as we say, until next time. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode. Please remember to rate, review, and subscribe to Empowered Within with Jennifer Pilates. Your feedback is important. It helps me to connect with you and gives me insight into who you are and what you're enjoying about the show. For today's show notes and discount codes from today's sponsors, head over to jenniferpilates.com. Until next time, may you live an empowered life from within.